This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in Moore County, North Carolina, are looking into who shot up two power substations, leaving thousands of people in the dark. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
In a news conference carried by WTVD, County Sheriff Ronnie Fields said the damage is being investigated as a criminal act.
Folks, we're living in some challenging times. Challenging times that I never thought in my 40 years in law enforcement we would be seeing things and dealing with folks that are dealing with things that we're dealing with. But unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this.
Fields says no one has come forward to take responsibility.
I can promise you to the perpetrators out there, we will find you.
Duke Energy says the power outage could last 4 days. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today from a Colorado businesswoman who says her religious beliefs prevent her from working for same-sex couples. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. The American Civil Liberties Union's part of this litigation, writing that if Smith can discriminate because she's an artist, all types of businesses could put up signs that say, "We do not serve blacks, gays, or Muslims." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former President Trump is facing pushback from members of both parties after calling for the termination of parts of the Constitution over his false statement that the 2020 election was stolen. Tuesday's U.S. Senate runoff election in Georgia pit Senator Raphael Warnock against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Bob McGrath has died. McGrath was a founding cast member of Sesame Street when it premiered in 1969. He played a friendly neighbor, Bob Johnson. He was 90 years old. This is AP News. President Biden led the honors for five artists on Sunday. Margie Zarletta has this.
President Joe Biden paid tribute to five artists at the White House on Sunday as they were honored by the Kennedy Center in Washington. It's a beautiful day. Musicians U2, Amy Grant, and Gladys Knight, actor George Clooney, and composer Tania Leone are this year's Kennedy Center honors. They got a White House reception and all-star tributes from the likes of Garth Brooks, Julia Roberts, and Eddie Vedder. Biden says he has all of Knight's songs.
We're going to get on that midnight train because I think I speak for all America. I say we'd rather live in your world than be without you in ours.
The tributes will be broadcast on CBS on December 28th.
Margie Zarletta reporting. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The weekend's top movie was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, followed by Violent Night at number 2, then Strange World. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.